The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all.
All right, folks, we're back. Hour two, the National Intel Report. I'm the host, William Rapillum, and I have Erica co-hosting with me. Coincidence. The coincidence retort, not
yeah,
report.
The retort.
The coincidence retort. Formerly, she was the citizen reporter.
Correct.
She was on hiatus for a couple of years, but you interviewed Monica and Alfred Schaefer, who are our guests tonight. You didn't interview Alfred because he was in prison, but for thought crime. But you interviewed Monica because she was out. She was there for 10 months. Alfred was there for 4 years. So we have Monica and Alfred Schaefer. We'll continue our discussion. Time is just flying by. We are having a fantastic discussion here. And, Erica, your thought got interrupted there. And so let me just let you. Oh, before that, please go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash the donate button and donate much needed fundage. Free speech cannot stay alive without your help, folks. That is what we rely on. It's our bread and butter, are your donations. And let's continue these discussions and we have to fight to keep our free speech alive. So with that, Erica,
yep.
Go ahead
yep.
and continue your thought.
I wanted to add on to what you were saying as far as science not being science anymore. Yeah, Dr. Kevin MacDonald, Culture of Critique, it's one book in a trilogy, a three-book trilogy that he wrote, and he proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that in the early 1900s, they systematically dismantled the proper way of proving, you know, the science. It's escaping my mind. The scientific approach, you know, to proper research and proving, and you know, your results and this and that. And that was all done purposefully, by design.
Yeah, it's part of the agenda of being the eternal destroyers. You know, we are the destroyers, they always say. And we will never, we'll never be satisfied with you, Goyim. We will continue to destroy. So they destroy anything and everything, not just the science. They destroy the culture. They make us confused about which gender we are. I mean, it's just an all-around, full-spectrum destruction.
Yeah, they're giving, you know, children... They're allowing them to take cross-sex hormones, and I mean, it's insane. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. This is not the same world it was even just 5 years ago. And
it is grotesque. And I'll tell you, when we were young, when I was young, I'm now 67 years old. I mean, when we were young, we would have taken any teacher, any person in society who did anything even a fraction of what they're doing to us now, we would have taken that person and they would have been hung at the next, you know, from the next lamppost. That's what would have happened. And now they are making it mandatory to destroy the children in school, not only in their minds, in their spirit, but then with injections and making them wearing masks and stuff like that. I mean, this is the grotesqueness of this is beyond what one can describe with words. And that's after having indoctrinated us for decades with Holocaust. I mean, and then when we understand what the world wars were not evil Nazis. It was a divide and conquer of the, especially the European people, by the parasite Jews. That's what it was.
Yeah, and the Ottoman Empire. Yep. And yeah. They made a lot more money loaning money to governments than they, you know, would with individual people. And that's a large part of why, you know, we see wars every 30 years or so. What is it? What was the first one? The French Revolution, then the Franco-Prussian, and then World War One, World War Two. Is that how it went?
And even the American Civil War. I mean, that was also falls into this category.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Back on the subject of what they're doing to the children, one of the most insidious parts of how they have kind of softened us up is to put this notion into the children's minds that the parents are not to be trusted. Because and actually now they're that teachers in some cases are blatantly telling the children that. I mean, it's sometimes more subtle, but they'll say, well, if you, you know, you're not sure if you're a boy or a girl, whatever, like that, and they put all these ideas into the children's minds already, so that's bad enough. But then what they'll do is they'll say, you don't have to tell your parents, and we won't tell your parents. In fact, you shouldn't tell your parents about, you know, this, because they are going to go against you. So in other words, the parents are the enemy, and this is such communist thing to do. I mean, communist, a lot of people might not even realize that maybe I need to use a stronger word, because I have to say, when we were learning about communism in grade school, it kind of sounded just fine, you know. I mean, the way we were learning about it, it's like, oh, that sounds really, just sounds fine, everybody being treated equally, blah blah blah. They just didn't tell us what it really was about. And they also didn't explain to us who was behind communism and all that. We didn't learn that. But, you know, the Jews say it themselves. So it's not, you can't fault us for saying it. When the Jews say it themselves, they say Judaism equals communism and communism equals Judaism. And then people just have to look at Bolshevik Soviet Union, what happened there with millions and millions and millions of people being killed in the name of communism.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny, I hear people talk about, oh, Germany was fascist. No, they were National Socialists. And secondly, you know, they basically try to describe Germany as what the Soviet Union was. And when I point out to them, well, you realize the Allies helped communism. Germans were fighting communism. We helped communism.
Exactly.
And everybody goes silent.
And you know, Erica, I think one of the things that a lot of people don't know, and I think it's worth repeating, is how many people from different nationalities and different ethnicities and different races were fighting with the Germans against the Bolshevik communist Red Army, right?
Yes, they were the most ethnically diverse military in the world at that time.
Wow, isn't that something, eh? Just imagine that. Oh, I thought Hitler hated everybody else.
Right.
It's 150,000 Jewish soldiers in the Wehrmacht and the Waffen-SS.
Yeah.
There's a book about it. They were half or quarter Jewish. I don't know that full Jews were allowed, but...
Or yeah, I think reason. Most of them were probably traitors. half or quarter, and then they sort of were categorized as Jewish. I think you're right about that. There were an awful lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I also want to pose out one small difference in when it comes to fascism with the definition of fascism. Fascism originated, I think, from Italy, right? From World War II, Italy, Mussolini,
yeah.
And right. Now, if you're talking about fascism today, you're talking about world corporatism. So fascism refers to like a corporate type of rule, like a corporatocracy. But in the case of Italy, it was a nationalistic form of corporatocracy that was putting the people first, just like Germany was putting her people first. And right. National Socialism is right. actually the model template. If National Socialism were to be spread all over the world, there would be an independent countries looking out for their own people. It would really right. bring peace peace to the whole planet.
Just like they were talking about nationalist vaccines, this is a perfect example of how they try to brainwash and you know using words as tools to subliminally put the idea of nationalism as a dirty word into people's minds. So there was an article, I think it was last week, it was on this show, we discussed the vaccines and how they're calling them nationalist vaccines. You know, like some first world countries, they're going to give them to the vaccines to their people first before they go to the third world. And those are, you know, that's nationalist vaccine attitude. And that's bad. And I'm like, what is... I mean,
I like how you said putting a dirty word, attaching a dirty word to it. See, that's why after they had inculcated us and indoctrinated us with this Holocaust nonsense, then the big word was denier. And then when they started vaccinating people and they'd say, oh, that's a corona denier, you know, a COVID denier, because that word initially still had the like a magic wand. You know, people are supposed to shudder and fall down when you use it on them.
Hey, you know what the latest denier is?
What?
What?
Election denier.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
I am dead serious. That's the latest term that attaches that weaponized word to it, is election denier. Like anybody who doubts the January 6th, when was that, 2000 or whenever the year was for that election, or not 2000, sorry, 2020. Anyway, election denier, what the heck does that mean even? You know, climate denier, vaccine denier, blah, blah, blah.
Right. The people try to throw that, oh, you're a Holocaust denier. I go, I can't deny you something that didn't happen. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, when you think about it, what does it mean? Climate denier. Are you denying that there is a climate out there? Like, what is that?
Right. I mean, just ridiculous. It's so absurd. And, you know, once... I wish people would just put a little bit more effort into researching and just taking an objective look at everything. And after a while, you start catching the words, the buzzwords, this and that, and pretty soon you're able to filter out or filter through a bunch of the BS, you know, that they try to do and dress up, you know, with these words and, you know, weaponized words and whatnot. And we'd all be in a much better place if people would just do that.
That's right.
All right, we got a caller. You guys, we'll take a call. We got Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the show. What are your thoughts? You have questions for Monica and Alfred?
Yeah, I do. Can you hear me okay?
Awesome. Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I was hoping to hear back from you sometime. I left my number a few weeks ago, and even Jeremy authorized it, I noticed. So feel free to get my number from Mike.
Oh, sure. I will, Fred.
Hey, I discovered Ernst Zundel's amazing presentations of his Voice of Freedom broadcast, which I presume was the 90s, and on BitChute, it's the true story of German-Jewish relations, and right at the outset, part one, he sources, references, reviews several preeminent Talmudic Kabbalah, Frank and Swinslein authors, Theodor Kaufmann, Germany Must Perish, Tom Segev from Haaretz, The Seventh Million, Edwin, is it Edwin or I give Edwin Black, the Havara transfer agreement. That guy was from good old Chicago. And one of the people, have either of you seen the superstellar documentary by the title Serpents of Humanity? Also Serpents of Mankind, relative to two different channels on BitChute.
No.
And they were, by the way, over the last month, when I've been referring people to those on air and off air, I've learned that they've been buffered or censored. People could not activate the presentation. Serpents of Humanity, Serpents of Mankind.
No, I haven't seen them. Not my, me. I don't know if Alfred has.
No, I haven't. No, I have not seen it.
Well, speaking of BitChute, sorry, speaking of BitChute, it's kind of crazy because BitChute was this channel that, okay, it's, you know, it's pretty uncensored, lots of good stuff there. But then I guess it Europeans can't access BitChute. And yeah, I've got this VPN on my computer. I have to either turn it on or off if I want to access certain websites. If I'm in Canada, I can't access them. And then I switch to another country on my, you know, on my computer, like I'm coming from another country, then I can access that, those websites, then I can't access BitChute. It's just kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
Google bought them out. Google bought them out. And Brighton is another.
What?
Like, yeah, Google bought.
Wait, Google bought out BitChute?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Yep.
When did that happen?
Oh, last year. Yeah,
what?
There's another video site called Brighton, and I'm actually on there, and it's actually
Brighteon.
Brighteon. Okay, yeah. So
yeah,
I actually prefer
that's Mike. Mike Adams' channel. Yeah, Mike Adams. He's like, you know, he's not red pilled on the. He's like the Nazis and blah. He's like Alex Jones and like with the Nazis and all his stuff about the Nazis and blah, 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 the Nazis. Otherwise, he's great, but he refuses to get red-pilled on that.
Let me ask, I'd like to ask your guests if they've ever examined the hierarchy of the Allied command, because in that first presentation of Ernst Zundel's The True Story of German-Jewish Relations, he cites a Canadian monthly publication, Saturday Night, September 1989, and the cover of it had the terrible Swedish Jewmeister Eisenhower, and the last dirty secret of World War II, Eisenhower's death camps, right?
Actually, that's a really, really important issue, and I actually wrote about it in the book that I wrote that is about to get into print here. I'm kind of announcing that, but it's not yet in my hands. But anyway, because our father, like Alfred and my father, when that article came out, I will never forget that. I will never forget it. He was pacing around the house. He was agitated. He was relieved. He was angry. He was excited all at the same time. He was, because he says, look, you see, finally, somebody's telling the other side of the story. Look what they did to all these prisoners. And he was in one of those prison camps. He was in one of those Eisenhower death camps. My father was Alfred.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's
right. I think you mentioned that before, but it's just such a great fact to know. Your father was in the Rhinemeadow death camps.
Yes, and he escaped.
Eisenhower killed 1.5 or 1.7, somewhere between 1 and 2 million German soldiers, just slaughtered them, left them into exposure to die.
Yeah.
With no food or water, just left them rot. All right, we're up against the first break. Stick around to listen to our sponsors, and we will be right back with Monica and Alfred Schaefer and Erica. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I really like that song, actually. Anyway, so we're back, and I've got Alfred and Monica Schaefer and Erica. Where were we, guys? I got lost. Please continue.
Well, okay. Erica was asking me what time it is and so forth, and if that's a problem getting up, at this hour of the night, because like for me, it's 1:24 a.m. kind of thing, middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And I says, no, when. Like when we understand what is going on in the world and the gravity of the situation, this could be any time of the day or night. That makes no difference at all. When we understand how many people out there, all that they need is to understand what's going on, and it will turn their lives around. It will give them meaning and direction simply because they've reconnected with their common sense, their abilities and so forth, and they will become and they will be able to use the full potential that they have in them. Because this indoctrinated condition that they find themselves in, it's a little bit like if you lobotomize somebody, or if you take an Olympic runner and break both of his legs, then he's not going to be able to run. And the Jews, through this indoctrination combined with all the other nonsense they've done to us, has crippled us, have made us very, very sick. And we have got to come out of this condition before we actually do get past the point of no return kind of thing. This is so critical, so that, the time of day or night, or if it's hot or cold outside or whatever, these are have no meaning compared to the gravity of the situation that we are dealing with.
Oh, man, and exactly. People don't even realize that we are mentally ill, that we are mentally handicapped, that we're sick, that we're deceived in such a way that we're just so sick and we don't know it. So just think about it, folks. I mean, this is a huge reason why you need to take the plunge and you need to get red-pilled on all of these things, because truth shall set you free. And what you're saying is absolutely true, or that you guys are both an absolute test. All these celebrities out there need to get this message, because their money doesn't mean anything. They own it anyway. If they go against it, the Jew will just take it all away, like they've done to Kanye. I think he was $10 billion, now he's $400 million, last I checked. I could be wrong about that, but definitely his wealth has been stripped from him. So it's not really your wealth anyway. I read an article on Investment Watch blog today that the banks are actually closing people's accounts and just taking their money. We knew this was coming. We knew they were going to do this. Random people.
And if you've sold your soul, if you've sold your soul to the devil, and you cannot take your money to the grave, you know that this is the what people have to think about, you know. So and I wanted to also talk about young people. And Alfred, you've talked about this a lot, that young people who, when they wake up, and maybe they had a life of just, you know, drinking and drugs, and they kind of were listless, they didn't really know what they were doing, and then they start to figure things out, and suddenly they drop all that garbage, and they have a mission, and they are on a mission, and they clean up their lives. Yeah.
Monica, that is so true. Just now on the weekend, I was in Gera, you know, it's in the East, former communist East Germany kind of thing, and it was and I met with some people there, and there's a couple of very young people there. One was guy was just 17 years old, another was 22 years old, and Monica, it is so true. These people, they know exactly what's going on. They are so proud of Germany and what Germany has done in the past, and there's nobody's going to pull the wool over their eyes anymore, and they have a mission, they have a purpose. And this is the condition that we have got to get all of our people into, because life does not consist of sitting on the couch eating sugar and watching Jew television. I mean, there's no content to that kind of a life.
Well put, eating sugar and watching Jew television.
Yeah, so once people understand what has happened and where we're going, nobody's wants to miss out on this. I mean, this big transition, this massive flipping over of people coming over to our side is now happening. And the sooner you are there, starting, the better off you're positioned.
All right. We're up against the bottom of the hour break. That was a short segment. Stick around and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay. We are back, folks. And I've got Monica and Alfred Schaefer and Erica. Yeah, so please continue.
Well, we're going to get Fred back on. Weren't we going to ask Fred?
Fred, I'm so sorry. Okay, so, all right, so Fred, are you there? He's been waiting on hold this whole time.
Yes,
Fred,
well,
sorry.
Right.
We got to
the,
go
on. Enjoying the discourse.
Yeah.
All right, no.
Yeah.
Ernst Zundel, in my opinion, is an international hero patriot. And I hope Monica and her brother will take the time to access that documentary of 33 minutes, whatever, by that title.
Say the name of it again.
Serpents of Humanity. Serpents of Humanity.
So he's the author of it? Ernst Zundel is the author?
No. This was probably done in 2016, maybe. I don't know. But they interviewed Douglas Christie.
Yeah.
Who is Ernst. They interviewed him. It starts out with that interview with Ernst Zundel. Then it moves on to the fact that the JDL, Meyer Weinstein, Executive Director JDL, at the time Ernst Zundel's home was firebombed, which was 1995. Subsequently, Meyer Weinstein is interviewed by CBC. The journalist queries him as to, is the JDL responsible for the fire? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Because Ernst Zundel was relentlessly supporting Hamas and Hezbollah. Okay, and then at the bottom of the screen of the CBC interview, here comes this byline from the FBI. They have an annual terrorism report. Well, the FBI in 2001 concluded that the JDL, Jewish Defense League, by the way, their motto is a black iron fist over a golden Star of David, okay? So he says, no, we weren't brought up on... Oh, yeah, the FBI says JDL is a violent extremist terrorist organization. Well, a violent extremist Jewish organization, actually. Then they go on from that, and they interview Sylvia Stoltz. She's from Horst Mahler, a brilliant German lawyer, probably a Christian, and a dissident. They put him away for, I think it was 13 years, for Holocaust denial.
Okay? And also, in Germany, also right? For exposing what is written in the Jewish holy books. That was a very important part of it. They don't like that very much when we expose what's written in their quote-unquote holy books.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed, we should. There you go, William. You have a new mission, William. A new raison d'être. We need on RBN, I don't know, 2 hours a week, maybe on the weekend. Saturday afternoons, I think, is open, 2 to 4 Central, where we engage Monica and her brother and whoever can constructively participate. We need to embark upon a Talmudic study, a Talmudic Kabbalah study. But in that documentary, it goes on. George Galloway, he got screwed over. He was a parliamentarian, George Galloway. Then there was a Ken Livingstone. He was a parliamentarian, mayor of London. They screwed him over, put him away for 3 years because he dared to prove that the Havara transfer agreement from Edwin Black was actually an absolute reality. Oh, no, no. Like you said, Monica, you know, there are these deadly, deadly Talmudic sins, right? I mean, that documentary, for the rest of my life, and Monica, you and your brother could do a book on just that one series, the true story of German-Jewish relations, because he gets into the firebombings. The first one that I saw was Vertigo Politics with an X. It's only 13 minutes on BitChute about the Dresden firebombing. It just vaporized half of my brain.
You were talking about Serpents of Humanity. That's about 30 minutes long, but this is a different one. Like, I'd like to watch those. The Serpents of Humanity sounds really, really interesting. I'd like to watch that. Maybe you can send a link to the host here and they can help us find that. Or you can tell us where to find it. Tell the listeners where, like, I'd like to know where you can find that.
Probably BitChute, Serpents of Humanity, Serpents of Mankind, I think is its full title.
Okay.
Yeah, well, there's two. Actually, those are two different, I think, channels. It's you know, they mirror stuff. So there's two different presenters on YouTube. I just don't remember their channels. One of them, I think, is, Trust Christ or Go to Hell. That was one. There's Demon Hunters. It might be on Demon Hunters, but there's two separate titles, Serpents of Humanity and Serpents of Mankind. And it's the same exact documentary. And I haven't done it justice because there's many, even Michael Jackson is in there. Congressman Trafficant, whom they murdered, he's interviewed in there. They even interview some rabbis
about COVID-19. And you can see these baboony entities doing a dance, and the rabbis all smiling. You know, COVID-19 is for the goyim. The goyim.
Right. I've seen clips like that. Yeah. I've seen clips like that of Jews saying that it's just for the goyim.
Exactly.
You know, we were talking about like the FBI and the terrorism and so forth. What about 9/11? I mean, when we as a people really comprehend the terrorism that they have done to us, I don't see how a single Jew is going to survive the retribution of that. I mean, that is holy smokes, especially when you think that they were throwing us in prison for questioning their lies. What about when everybody knows all the truth, which is so inevitable? I mean, everything is coming out onto the table now, and the Jews will be knifing each other in the back, trying to not be the last one to pull up the white flag kind of thing. I mean, this is so – it's a biological response, and that's all I can say about that.
Yeah, and let's not forget
the Jews that come out now and – the Jews that come out now and throw the white flag up and apologize are going to be okay, I think.
Well, yeah, but because absolutely, like there's I mean, what happens in any criminal case, you know, when the culprit shows some cooperation, especially the ones coming out now, because they can give us valuable information, and how lenient what happens to them will be determined by, did they really do something themselves that's evil, or were they duped just like we were duped? And if they bring us valuable information, well, then they'll actually be heroes. Look at Benjamin Friedman. I mean, he came from the other side, and he's one of our greatest heroes. He lives forever. Like, there'll be monuments put up for him after this whole thing goes over, because he warned us about all this stuff. Had we listened to the Jew Benjamin Friedman, or the ex-Jew Benjamin Friedman, we wouldn't be in this mess now.
He had a great speech. Look for Benjamin Friedman's 1971 speech, where he exposes all of what happened in World War One and World War Two with Bernard Baruch and Edwin Bernays and Stephen S. Wise and all these other Jews that were the massive orchestrators of those world wars. Hey, Fred, we got to move on to the next caller. We got another caller. Thank you for calling. It's good to hear from you.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Can I do one last thing real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Monica, did you ever learn about Viktor Ostrovsky by way of deception and the other side of deception, who was ultimately murdered by Canadian Mossad?
Was he murdered? I didn't know that. My God.
Yeah. Viktor Ostrovsky, author of By Way of Deception and the Other Side of Deception, they first burned his house down. He was interviewed on some Canadian broadcast, the equivalent of the American Good Morning America, whatever it is in Canada. And somebody called in, some Mossad operative, and put the call out to all the Canadian audience that if there's any patriotic Canadian in the audience, they need to go take this guy out who was being interviewed, Viktor Ostrovsky. Well, they ultimately
You mean if there was a patriotic Jew? Is it, like, I'm confused by that.
Well, yeah, we're brainwashed goyim, kind of like Americans in World War II.
That's right. I learned about that in Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan. He does a superstellar compilation. And thank you, Monica. You and your brother could do another book on the material. And I'll tell you what, William, if you will call me, I can text you this stuff.
I text you already. I texted you already. Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll text back. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll get off and I'll look, okay?
Okay. All right, Fred. Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate the call and all the info. Well, all right. We got Murr in Wisconsin. Murr. Sorry. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I was just looking for Fred's links there, and there's three people that have it on BitChute. It's an hour and 15 minutes, and then under the other name, someone else has it. And I was just looking up Ostrovsky. He's still alive. And what's interesting is he started you know, self-publishing, it's called The Book Patch, and ironically, that's where Roger Sales' book is printed from. Yeah.
Mm. So Roger Sales, the guy, get out of the American corporation and become an American national, right?
Well, national. You basically just claim your status as national and no longer consent to being a citizen. You know how you're always asked, oh, are you a citizen? You know, I always wonder, what's that about? Either they don't really have good way of tracking everybody, or they want to make sure you're not a citizen of another country. No, that's not it at all. As a citizen, you have no domicile and no rights, and you're under the plenary powers of Congress. Okay, so everyone really should do that. All you have to do is, and they have a sentence on travel.state.gov, and it says I, and you have your name, and it has being duly sworn while I put affirmed by God, declare my intention to be a national and not a citizen of the United States. And you send that to the Secretary of State, and if you want to further from there, then you can do that. But and you have a cover letter and whatever. Yeah, SAYLAS. And he's constantly in charge of anything. And this is like the love of his life going on, you know, from his mentors, what they taught him. But I also wanted to say denier. It's funny. That was never a word. That's just a Jew made-up word. Denier was a type of thread, the thickness of a thread or in the cloth, right? But it's really handy being online. So I watched as it went from the number two meaning, right, denier, being the number one meaning now for the spelling of that word. You know, this is how they do. Any kind of communist, communitarian takeovers, they change all the words and the meanings. Ralph Winterode said legally now that cat means dog.
Wow. Girl means boy. Boy means girl, right?
Oh, dear, what they're doing to the children.
Yeah. Well, it's word not.
I just wanted to ask Erica before I forget. Coincidence, retort, where can I find that?
I am currently creating my websites right now. I am on WordPress. Today I'm going to be on Brighteon. However you pronounce it.
Brighteon is the correct way to say it, but everybody calls it Brighteon. And you have to know, too, Mike Adams, you know, like you say, he's not down with reality about Germany. And, in fact, he had real.video. Was his first attempt at this, and people were putting up the real things about Sandy Hook, and he was all over the, bending over backwards, saying, I'm not an anti-Semitic, and you know, anti-Semite, and all this stuff. So,
you know,
we got
I
our problems.
Well, see, you know, since when does criticism equal being a bigot or an anti-Semite or whatever else? I mean, it's okay to give criticism to whomever deserves it, you know, and that's it.
Yeah, so it's not WordPress or it's not up yet, you're saying? You're still working on it?
WordPress.com, it's there, but I just, last night. So, but, yeah, you can catch me there, YouTube. I'm going to be on Twitter and Brighteon.
Okay.
You're going to be on YouTube? Be on there very long, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just put teasers up there to send you somewhere else. And BitChute wasn't bought out by Google. That didn't happen.
Sure?
Yep, that didn't happen.
Oh, thank you for...
That's what I thought. That Google bought them out about a year and a half ago.
No,
and that's
no.
Shutting people's channels down and stuff.
Well, they're
be interesting
shutting people's
to,
channels
yeah,
down because
you know
they didn't like the
that.
Holocaust denial and the medical denial and all that stuff. But they haven't really squashed as much as you might think.
What I brought up is that certain countries don't allow it, like the Netherlands and Germany. They don't. I don't know, Alfred, if you're on VPN or if your computer is actually going out of Germany. But it's like you can't get BitChute over there.
Right. Andy,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I heard
true.
Andy saying that too over UK, and it's odd because the guy in UK is the one that started BitChute,
mm-hmm.
Figures they would do stuff like that. So
well, you know what? This all this censorship, it always gives me hope, actually, which is kind of a perverse way of looking at it, but it does give me hope because they're so afraid. They're so afraid of the truth getting out.
Absolutely.
There's no bad publicity. Right.
Well, that's why they did 9/11. They were so afraid of the truth coming out. They needed to set up a surveillance system on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much to that. We've got to realize they've used some really great, great types of, you know, energy that we could be using. You know, we want to say molten, but no, it was liquefied, just like out west, okay? Some of those fires, they
yeah,
liquefied.
Right?
They weren't molten, you know, and it turned things to dust. I mean, the ground didn't even move. The underground with the trains and everything was still running in less than free fall speed. Isn't that amazing? Imagine what we could do with all that kind of power, you know? But as I looked into that, the towers seemed to be designed to hold microwave energy. I mean, from the get-go. So they talk about planning, you know? And it was all the buildings. It wasn't just 1, 2, and 7. It was 1 through 7. Plus, a number 8, the Deutsche Bank Bankers Trust got, and this is how they reported it, infected, contaminated. And they tried to repair it, and they couldn't. They had to take the building down. So that's some kind of frequency weapon.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep.
You're saying that they took down every... You're saying they took down all of the buildings?
They were all destroyed. You got to look at Judy Wood's work. Everyone wants to, poo-poo on Judy Wood because she's a Jew. And she's the only one qualified to lay out this evidence, and she did. And you really need to see her book, you know. It was printed in China.
It was the first I've ever heard of the other building. So is there a World Trade Center 3, 4, 5, and 6,
They were demolished,
eight?
Too. Yeah, and in fact, Jim
That's
Fetzer...
Not, I've not heard that.
Jim Fetzer, with an interview with a guy named John Friend, not the one from the Realist Report, somebody else calling himself John Friend, shortly after it happened... And he was
John
he was
Friend,
amazed.
Yeah, from American Free Press.
No,
I'm
going to
be interviewing him.
No, not him.
Not him.
But I'd like to say something about Judy Woods. Judy Woods came onto the scene after the discovery of a thermite in 2006 or so.
There's no evidence for thermite there. That was flash bang and heat. Listen, it wasn't...
I think we should maybe talk about that at another time because...
Okay.
I don't want to go down
that
rabbit hole right now.
I'm just saying
well,
it Mer, wasn't...
thank you for the call.
Wasn't thermal or kinetic.
We got to wrap it up.
I just want to tell... I can't give her name. I'm going to send you... Monica, I'll send you those links, too, that I found, since I have your address.
All right.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
All right. Bye. Mer, I appreciate the call. Thank you. All right. So before we're getting close to the end here, and I want to give you guys a chance to get your info out. So, Monica, I want you to get your website out. Alfred, if you're working on anything right now, talk about your books that you're writing, just how people can reach you.
Okay. The Truth and Justice for German Society, we have a website, and it's just all one word, truthandjusticeforgermans.com. And there's lots of good articles there and links to videos and book reviews and this and that and the other thing. It's good resource. And then I have my own website where I kind of document things and every once in a while I write an article. And that's just freespeechmonica.com and Monica with a K. And that's it for me. I'll pass it over.
Okay, yeah. And I've been out of prison now only 4 months, and my... YouTube channel, of course, where my videos were nuked, basically. They were all gone, but I'm reloading my videos as I see fit on other platforms, and I'm doing a lot of communication, you know, like a talk shows like this, for example, and so I haven't got any, you know, go-to
You've got
web
Gab,
address
right?
or anything it, like that. It, yeah, find... yeah, but it, yeah, it's not really much on there. Yeah, I've got a Gab. What is it? Alfred Schaefer, just my name, I think, on Gab. I guess that's the only thing I've got out there right now.
How about Mines?
I'm doing is...
Are you on Mines?
No.
Yeah, get on Mines.com. Like, that reminds me, Laura's on Mines. That's one of her big things. Anyway, I keep bringing her up. I want to squeeze in her little song before we finish. But go ahead, Alfred.
Yeah, look, I'm not even that familiar with all the stuff that's out there that I could actually use now because I'm quite just first of all, I was very busy just getting back into my, you know, infrastructure out here and so forth. And now I'm doing a lot of talk shows like this and traveling quite a bit too. I'm working on it. Like, I haven't got any go-to place right now yet.
Okay. Well, that's great. And what platforms are you putting your stuff on, like Odyssey or
I've got this telegram. It's called Telegram or something like that. And
Telegram.
So the people that I'm communicating with there, I can upload, you know, like videos. The most relevant videos right now I find is my 1984 video, and of course the absolute classic is of course Sorry Mama Was Wrong About the Holocaust. But it's interesting to see some of the work that we did in the past, how it's actually becoming now more important, because we can see how we've moved down the timeline in this development. Like 1984, to see that movie now is it's just a mind boggler, you know, how everything that movie was about, and how I had talked about it in relationship to what's happening with us.
Are you talking about your video that you
made? Yeah, my video.
Yeah,
1984 plus 33 equals 2017. That's what it was called.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's also an important thing that I always did in my videos too, that people should always do, is always say the time that we're doing this. Like, for example, now in 2022, for example, in the video, in the podcast or whatever, so that when one hears it later on, sometime later, people can say, ah, that was then, and that's what they knew, and that's what the situation was.
Yeah, I can't believe how many times people make the mistake of skipping the year. They say, oh, this is November 14th or 16th or whatever.
Yeah.
And they don't say the year because they just are in the moment and they're just thinking it's so important right now, that just the date. But, wait a minute.
Yeah, the year is so important.
Gotta have the year. The year is more important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably going to skip. We're only got about a minute left now. So I'm going to skip. I'm going to save and put Laura's song on tomorrow night on Jeremy's show when we go on there. That probably be more appropriate than anyway. Be a little bit off topic to do that here. I don't, Mike, you said we had about, 1 minute left? I don't want to close it up too early, but I don't want to wait for the music either. Erica, do you have any final comments?
I'm actually signing up to Rumble right now. It's a video streaming platform, so I'm gonna try it out. So you guys can check me out there as well. And it's been great 2 hours. I've had so much fun. Thank you so much for inviting me on. And Monica, it was great to talk with you again. And it was great meeting you, Alfred. And William, thanks for having me on.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Well, thank you for having us on, and I think it's a great round that we had here.
Yeah.
And
Ditto for me. It was wonderful. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, William. Thanks, Erica.
Yeah, it was an exhilarating conversation as usual, and we'll definitely do it again. Thank you, Monica and Alfred Schaefer and Erica, and we will wrap it up. And everybody, have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around for Jeffrey Bennett and his show next. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.